This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and this week we've been talking about some really fundamental realities about Jesus's diagnosis of the human heart, Jesus's diagnosis of the condition of the world, and these things are critical for disciples, for followers of Christ to be able to live in the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus knows, and it's clear from the teaching of the apostles in Christ, if you're not following Christ, you're going to walk in darkness. That is, if you're not following the revelation that God has given about reality, following his commandments, understanding ourselves as creatures, walking with humility and receiving from God our identity, not creating an identity, receiving an identity. This is the heart of what a Christian and a disciple truly understands. And there's so many confused people out there, some who call themselves Christian, who may have been baptized. But friends, they're not following Christ. They're following their own heart, as we've talked about this week. They're following their own truth. They're following, you know, the world. We talked yesterday about the incredible things Jesus says about the world and John the Apostle in 1 John. James in his letter, that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And if anyone follows the world, John said, the love of the Father is not in them. And we know, we talked about it. If you didn't have a chance to listen, you can go to the website, renewalministries.net, or download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to the program at your leisure. And I want to encourage you, friends, if these programs are touching your heart, because this is, God's word is so clear, and it's a light that shines in the darkness. And the way he describes it in Hebrews, I love this, for the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. I should have put this passage in the day I was talking about the heart, because the fallen condition of the heart, and as Jeremiah was saying, that the heart is very, very deceptive. Who can understand it? It's full of evil. But today everybody says, no, it's not full of evil. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, listen to what's coming out of people's mouths about what they think is true, about who they think they are, about what they think reality is. It's revealing the deception that's in the heart. But today the culture is thrown off discernment because as a culture and as a people, we no longer trust in what our forefathers bestowed to us, which basically is a Christian worldview. I'm not talking about imposing on people, you know, the power of law and forcing people to become believers, but the biblical worldview that understood that God exists, it's everywhere. It was everywhere in our culture. It's on buildings all over the place. That God's commandments, there's a basic understanding. You're not going to find happiness without the commandments of God. You're not going to be able to have a civil political order that's going to work, a democracy, without yielding oneself to the demands of reality and being able to discern and have a right correspondence to reality and a fundamental basic respect for God and the things of God. That's light. That's hope. There is no other hope apart from it. There isn't any. Sure, the pride of mind, the pride of men, we'll pound our chest and say, we don't need God. In fact, we're going to be more free. We're going to be more happy. We're going to solve this all on our own. It's total madness. It's human pride. Even sometimes when people sound humble about it, you know, it's pride. Pride is the great evil. It's the human heart that says, I will not serve. I'm my own master, and I'm going to roll the dice that way. And I'm going to create the world, and I'm going to dominate the world. That is what goes on in a world apart from Christ and his grace. And guess what? We can fall from grace by becoming friends of the world. And Jesus said, if you follow me, you'll walk, not walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life. You can turn from that light and embrace the darkness and learn and follow someone else. You might think you're following a wise guru or you're following, you know, the wisdom of this world. But if you turn from Christ and you no longer seek to align yourself and allow the word of God to discern the thoughts and intentions of your heart, you're going to falsely discern because you won't have a capacity to discern. And you will come to call darkness light. And in a fallen world, it can come to the point where you might kill for what you call light, but indeed is darkness. That's how deceptive the human heart can be. And today, unfortunately, the cultural reinforcement is, hey, what do you feel you are? Who do you think you are? What do your feelings tell you? Your feelings are your reality. The feelings are truth. That's your heart. You say it, and that's the reality. And we're going to defend you above all, above that. It's really, really unwise to teach children to unequivocally and completely trust, quote unquote, their heart or their feelings. It's a deception. It's not going to lead to happiness. It's going to lead to losing friendship with God or never having friendship with God. It's going to lead to darkness and slavery, depression, discouragement, division. That's where it's going to go, period. There's only one source of light. There's only one source of ultimate happiness, and that's God. And God in his mercy has come to a fallen race of people in his Son. He's the light of the world. He's the way. He's the truth about us. He's the truth about God. And he's the life. He gives us the life we need. Friends, the human condition is just so, the situation is so significant and grave and deep and overwhelming. We don't have an eternal future apart from Christ. We're under, the biblical worldview is clear, the teaching of the church is clear, we're under sin. We're under the curse of sin, the curse of sin and death. And Jesus comes and he says, I'm going to take you out of that. I'm going to break the power of that curse over your life. I'm going to bring you to life. I'm going to cleanse you and forgive you for your sins. And you come out from under the hold that the devil has on you, the slavery and the claim that he has on your life. And I'm going to break it. I'm going to give you a new life. But you must repent. You must turn. You must acknowledge my diagnosis of your heart, the condition of your heart, and my definition of what sin is and what goodness and truth and beauty and all that is, to receive that. And it's yours. I want to give you a kingdom. You cannot get it on your own terms. It doesn't work. We have to listen to these powerful words of Scripture, friends. God's word. Align yourself with God's word. You know, if you're seeking to define your life in any way that's inconsistent with God, you're walking in darkness and you're walking into folly. And guess what? The devil will erect all kinds of good stuff around you. He might give you a kingdom like he told Jesus he would give him if he bowed down and worshiped him. He might make your life just hum and you get all kinds of worldly blessings. And the foolishness of the world, and Christians are getting sucked into it, is if I'm getting all the toys and I'm getting all the worldly affirmation and I'm getting fame and I'm getting money and I'm cruising and I got all the dreams I want, everything's happening and I'm manifesting my future and it's all happening. And we say that's God. Well, no, it's not God. It's not necessarily God. Not if you're not living in obedience to his commandments. The devil will let you be a success in this world. He'll draw you without you agreeing with him, even knowing it's him. If you trust in your heart above all things. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. That means he's going to lead you to ultimate happiness. And there's people today that are saying, no, this fundamental deep drive and feelings I have. Let's take the sexual area, which is constantly in people's conversation. I'm a man and I feel that I'm a woman, therefore I'm a woman. I'm a man and feel that I'm supposed to have sex with a man and marry a man and do all that kind of stuff. And you say, well, why? Well, that's my truth. That's how I feel. That's my authentic feeling. I have these deep, deep desires in me. Well, friends, guess what? Especially in the sexual area, the whole human race is broken and has trouble and disordered sexual drives all over the place. And all of us have to come with humility before God and say, Lord, this strong desire in me, is this consistent with you and your revelation and your teaching? Even when we know it's hard, this is the whole Christian road. And we say, look, Lord, I'm coming to you with these great, strong desires. And the world is telling me these are great. I should celebrate them. I should run in them. And I can't be happy without them. And I feel I'm scared I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to be lost. I'm going to be left behind. I'm just going to be depressed if I don't exercise these desires. But Lord, I know you are the truth, and all power is in you. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the light. Do these desires correspond to what you desire for me? Because I, even more than the desire to follow these desires, I want to, as St. Paul says, make it my aim to please you. Because I love you. Because I trust you. And I know that any path that's inconsistent with you, any desires that are inconsistent with you, though they get rewarded in this world and they feel great and I feel energized and all that, if they're inconsistent with your will, they're going to be a path to darkness and brokenness and separation from you. And that's why Jesus said, if you want to come after me, you must deny yourself. I talked just about the twisted self, as Carl Truman described it, where the self, my feelings, feelings are my truth. You know, my sexual desires define my identity. That's the whole new cultural orthodoxy. It's insane. It is the power of the world, and it's a dead end. It's in a cul-de-sac that ends in darkness. We're all in the same boat. I mean, today, you know, there's so many people rallying around, you know, trans people or gay people in these areas, or even, you know, what's starting to emerge now is people trying to justify other kinds of polyamory. Hey, this is how I made many loves. Let's five people marry each other, you know, because this is authentically who we are and the place we're finding happiness. Because isn't my happiness in this world the ultimate thing? No, it's not. Eternal happiness with God is what it's all about. And you, on your own strength and in friendship with the world, will never discern the right thing. You go for all the gold here, you're going to die. You're going to be in the world. Jesus said, I'm calling you out of the world, that whole regime of powers and desires that are set against the will of my Father. And from the cross, Jesus says, look at me. I'm telling you, even to the point of death, the only safe place, the only road to happiness and fulfillment is radical, humble obedience to God and his will. And his will is not hard to find. Bow down before him. Humble yourself. Individually and as a nation, we need to do this. I'm thinking of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, that promise, that conditional promise. If my people, who's that? Those who call, you know, he calls by called by his name. If we do these things, humble myself, pray, and seek his face, that is, seek first the will of God and the ways of God, and turn from their wicked ways. Then, he says, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That's a national promise to the people of Israel, but we're God's people, God's chosen people, baptized into him. We ought to do the same. Humble yourself, pray, seek, turn away from sin, right? And turn what? Toward him. And then he will hear you. He'll hear your cry. He'll forgive your sin, and he will heal your heart. He will heal this land. Friends, that's what we need to do. That's the road to happiness and ultimate fulfillment. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.